I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Welcome back to Old and Bold. It's your boy Harry Pinero.
Salam alaikum, guys. That's Harry Pinero. I'm darkest. I've never really spoke this early into the intro, you know.
Do you know what? Things are changing.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah.
I write that.
Yeah.
I spike that.
Cool.
I life that.
Cool.
I knife that.
All right. Nah.
The rife that.
Mm.
Okay, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Old and Bold podcast. It's good to have you guys here again. Sometimes we don't film on time.
Yeah.
Sometimes certain people misplace the time. Yeah. That they're supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Am I sick of it? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But is that my brother for the sake of Allah? Yes.
Okay.
Will I judge him for it? No.
Okay.
Do you know, but will I tell him about it? Yes. Now, this isn't about you giving me an excuse or a reason.
It's not an excuse.
No, I don't even want to hear why you was not here on time.
Okay.
I don't want to hear it.
First of all, I don't care about what you want to hear. It's about what I want to say.
Yeah, but you then go and do a soliloquy about, oh, what's
happened?
It's
not a soliloquy. It's going to be a short anecdote.
Can you just be...
I'm
precise.
Gonna be so brief.
Concise.
Okay, so it started in 1997.
See, this is the thing. Okay, where are you going with this? I don't wanna know.
Listen, if you're gonna be angry at anything, be angry at my intentions. Do you get what I mean?
So I'm not angry.
You are, though, look at you.
No,
you're fuming.
I'm over it. I just if anything, yeah, it's just more of a thing of why.
Okay, easy.
But I don't wanna know why.
I'm ill.
Then it's done.
I'm ill, bro. Like, literally, yeah, I told you.
It's finished.
Last night, I was playing basketball. Oh, pass, set a screen. Bro, my throat hurts.
Mm.
What's going on? Headache came out of nowhere. I started feeling weak. I couldn't do more than 3 push-ups. Do you know what I'm saying to you? So I was done.
So you do push-ups while you're playing basketball?
No, but I'm saying that's how weak I felt.
Oh, okay, cool.
I have never left a basketball session early in my life. Mm. I left 30 minutes early last night because I was not feeling myself. So I said, if I carry on playing, I'm going to vomit everywhere and I'm going to pass out. I don't want to do that. So I drove home. As soon as I drove home, I showered. Had some medication. I was still feeling down.
All right, see, this
I
is
went
where,
to sleep.
Brother, I don't care about this, man. I'm going to be honest with you, brother. It just goes on and on and on. Ooh,
look,
feel
look,
sorry for me.
Look,
I was ill.
Look,
oh my God, I couldn't shoot a shit right there.
Look, Moju fresh root ginger. I even had ginger. When am I? Come on, I'm not a ginger boy.
Yeah, you know what? Fair play, man. But just, can
you
just...
If you want me, get ginger to me.
What song's that one in? Yeah, go down. Nah, but you know what? It is what it is, man. I think. Okay, do you think, yeah? Okay, where? Okay, see the urge that you get to do that, yeah? Because I have that urge sometimes, yeah? Mm-hmm. Where does it stem from? Is it the childish nature in us, or do you reckon that we're undiagnosed?
I think it's the only child in me.
Yeah.
I think it's the only child
but
in me.
I've got a sister, so it can't. I do the same things as you, so it can't just be because of that.
Okay, so basically, I grew up with just my mum, right? Mm. Majority of the time. So,
alhamdulillah.
So if I throw something, my mum would usually pick it up and then violate me after.
Okay.
So, like, but she's not here to violate me now.
So, who do you want to go and pick that up then?
I don't know. Someone will eventually.
Do you want Neve to do it?
No. No, I don't want her to do it.
Yeah. Neve, why don't you go on mic as well? You see, the thing is, Neve's come into this place, yeah?
Yeah.
And she's learned from Lara's horrible techniques about how, you see, this. When I leave the podcast now, people are going to be like,
silent,
you get me?
Silent.
Neve, first and foremost, Dark has got here late.
Yeah.
Neve doesn't talk to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's wearing red.
Yeah.
But she doesn't support Man United.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you're disrespecting my...
For people who don't know Neve, like, can you just explain who Neve is?
So Neve is a Somali lady from Hargeisa.
Hargeisa.
Yeah. And she recently signed with Upload.
Yes.
But she's got Irish descent.
Yeah.
And she's white.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that works, but she's Somali though.
Yeah.
Somali. So shout out to Neve. She's taking over. Yeah, you know, she's
about to get rid of Lara.
Yeah, we don't like Lara. Lara, we sent her to Bob Boys.
Yeah.
We said, go do that stuff.
Yeah. Because she's racist.
Yeah. And it's clear to see. Everyone sees it.
Definitely. You could tell she wanted a bit of a more white background.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And so we understood that. And our background's brown.
Yeah, generally.
As you can
see.
You know what I mean? But, do you know what? Life's good, though, man. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. You know what? Ramadan's, was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel I've got this sense of power. I feel like I've got superpowers.
Why?
Because I'm praying with intention. And I'm seeing it live out. Mm-hmm. So I dropped some YouTube videos a few weeks back, and they tanked.
Mm-hmm.
In comparison to the YouTube videos, the views I get, they tanked.
Yeah.
So what did I do? I prayed on it.
Yeah.
And I went back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
And I called my famous friends and I said, yo, famous friends, son, mm-hmm. you know what he needs, milk.
Yeah.
And they provided. Yeah. And my last video is on 500,000 views.
MashaAllah, man.
And you know what? It made me realize that this podcast is the reason why, realistically, I jumped back on YouTube. Because
how's that
if you didn't call me and say, yo, my boy, I'm struggling for life, help me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have thought about doing content again properly I'm doing it. And I remember when you was crying on the phone saying like, nobody wants to work with me, help me get my clout back.
Yeah.
I just felt, do you know what? This is a job that I should do for my brother.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that because of you, I am where I am right now. So I just wanted to say to the world, thank you so much, man.
Mm.
You're an amazing human being.
Do you know what it is, bro? If there's one thing I know about life is how to be ostracized. Mm. So I've been ostracized my whole life. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
elaborate.
So, easy. Yeah. So, whenever people need me for their videos, they'll give me one day notice. Maybe even same day notice sometimes.
I need you.
And you know what it is? I drop everything. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm like, you're my brother. You need me. I'm there for you. Because this is what life's about. We have to help each other. But when I need people, are they there for me?
Are you speaking at like, are you taking a shot at me or?
No, more at like the ummah. Like
that was very good.
Yeah, so more of like as a society.
Yes, of course.
Whenever I need something, people are like, I don't know, why'd you tell me now? Blah, 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 can't make it.
Sorry to cut you. How does that make you feel?
I mean, do you know what it is? I do feel a little bit of vinegar that boils up inside me.
Yeah, salty.
Do you get me? Salty, very, very salty. But then like, it's past salty, it's vinegar. Like I feel very vinegarized. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of vinegar is like, but then I'm always thinking anything I feel or anything that happens in life is a test from God. You know what I'm saying to you? So God puts me in situations and he looks and he says, how are you going to deal with it? Are you going to scream? Are you going to insult people? Are you going to shout? Are you going to not be a Muslim? Or are you going to say Alhamdulillah regardless for the position I'm in?
Wow. You get what I'm saying? Profound. Very profound.
So all of that. I'm saying, I mean, it's good to feel these things. Jealousy and anger and, you get what I mean? Annoyance and all of these things. Very normal to feel.
Let me sit up for this because this is some, go on.
But what you're in control of, Harry,
what's that
is
then?
How you react to it.
And how you reacting?
You have to react with a smile and say, no problem, brother.
Wow.
It's fine.
You are a changed man.
Am I going to do that to you? No.
That's not how life is.
Why am I going to improve myself as a human being by following your mistakes? You know what I'm saying to you?
Fucking hell.
I'm going to show you what you should have done.
This is crazy.
Yes, okay, no problem.
This is a madness.
So the thing is, bro.
Yeah, sorry, take a minute. Sorry, guys. This is, wow.
Mm. It's just, you know, I just feel like I'm there a lot for people.
Mm.
And then when I need something, nobody helps.
This way. When are we going to be serious?
I don't know, man.
So I was thinking
I'm
the
joking,
other day.
Guys, by the way.
No, we don't give a shit. We just waffle
yeah,
at the end of the day. So I was thinking the other day about changing the way I view my life.
Okay.
I think I've gone through a lot of struggle and strife.
You're gonna
I see
rapping.
The way you operate with your wife. Bro, you know what I've clocked with you, yeah? You used to be the guy that would add to my madness. You know this thing ain't no joke. Flames in the air, but I didn't do no smoke. Popping pills, nah, nigga, I pop these jokes.
pop these jokes. I'm in the band though, trying to pop this coke.
Oh,
you brought a gun to a knife fight. You can't pop a toke.
You can't bring a knife fight and think I'm gonna get poked.
That's why I wanted to say poke, but then I said toke. I don't know why.
No, that's fine.
I'm ill though, innit?
No, you are ill.
I didn't even have time to shave, bro. Like, that's why I'm wearing a hat today.
No way.
Yeah, I didn't even have time
to shave. So you got some situations over there?
Genuinely, bro, I got a whole Uncle Phil situation going on right
now. Damn, fam. All right, who gives a fuck if you're ill? Anyway, so look, yeah, coming up, I think this weekend. No, this week is the Mobos.
Is it?
Yeah, the Mobos.
Oh, okay. I feel like we deserve one though.
Do you know what?
No, yes, okay, maybe not deserve a Mobo.
Yeah.
That's maybe I'm reaching for the stars there. But at least nominate us. Like, at least maybe Darkest Harry.
But do you know what? Do you think, realistically, you've done enough or we've done enough over the last year to warrant us being nominated? Be honest with yourself. In terms of consistency.
Yeah.
Okay, I think so.
At least, to at least be nominated.
But what have we done, realistically?
I don't know. I feel like we're constantly, regardless of what we put out there, we're constantly in people's faces. It's not like we just disappeared.
I know, but...
We got an episode out. We get episodes out weekly for our podcast. We're back on our YouTube channels.
Exactly.
Alhamdulillah, we're getting good views.
We're back.
Exactly.
But that's from December.
Yeah.
So people that are probably nominated for whether it's Personality of the Year or whether it's Content Creator of the Year, they have
I'm not
been,
saying I want to win though. Nominate me though. Do you get what I mean?
I don't think personally we're in the... Maybe to like some people, like we're like, obviously we've been doing this for a while now. So of course we're like, you know, like I remember when I've been nominated twice, yeah? When we was nominated twice, we was actively going mad on socials. Mm-hmm. So whether it would be on YouTube, like big shows and everything else, something has changed and where we went back to just chilling and just doing whatever.
I think it's because of my name.
Nah, man.
It is. Because I'll be real, like, you know, no one wants to look at a nominee and say Darkest. Like, not everyone can just say my name with a straight face. You get what I mean?
True.
You get what I mean?
So you reckon it's more about a race thing?
I think it's more of an awkward situation thing. I don't think it has anything to do with race.
Okay, that's understandable. Maybe, would you change your name?
I would love to, but I don't know what I'd change it to. Maybe just D-Boy.
But D-Boy is...
That's insane.
D-Boy is a bit of a why as well.
Yeah, definitely. I'm almost
D-Boy is a bit crazy.
But, you know what I mean? Maybe just Darkest. I don't like Darkest Man. I've said this a million times. I'm trying to get the man.
But you made the name, so you got to live with your regrets.
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah,
but
you understand me?
Sometimes it's about changing and I can change.
Okay, cool. I want to call myself HP now.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay, so what were you known as before?
Harry Panera.
No, you wasn't. You were known as HP, bro.
No, people called me that.
Yeah.
I was called Harry Panera.
Why do people call you HP, but no one calls me DM?
I call you DM.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, your number's saved on my phone as DM.
Oh, okay. Okay, you don't have to show me. I'll take your word for it.
No, but I want to show you. Telling me what to do. You really lost your mind. Yeah, look. DM.
Yeah,
that's how I call you. I call you DM.
Yeah.
But I think going back to the Mobos thing, I think we're maybe next year... And
shut
again, I, you know what it is with nominations and stuff, yeah? I think it's incredible to get nominated.
That's it. I'd rather get nominated than win.
But I also have to be humble enough to know that there are other people who have been working extra harder, been more consistent. We have just started being consistent on our YouTube channel over the last 3 to 4 months. So yeah. I don't think just because we've been doing this for a long time, it warrants us to be nominated, in my humble opinion. But I would love to see who's been nominated for like the content creators and... Maybe let's see who we think should win it based on who's been nominated. I remember though, when I was nominated, it was a beautiful experience though. Like, even though I knew I wasn't going to win, but...
It's just seeing your name there.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I think Nico should win.
Yeah, Nico...
Yeah, that's literally...
Nico, for sure. Nico has to win that.
PK Humble's
PK
in there.
Humble, big up... PK Humble, DJ AG, I think he's done really well. He's had a very strong year in terms of like...
Who's DJ AG?
So DJ AG is the guy...
Not to be disrespectful, I just
don't know. DJ AG goes basically, he's a DJ that will have like live performances on stream.
Sick.
With like artists. He had Will Smith, he's had Ciara, he's had so many different people, like artists and whatever. So he's had a sick year. But I think Nico's definitely... And that's what I mean about like...
Off shades alone.
Yeah, but yeah, just off the sweets.
Just off the sweets.
Because it's a personality.
Yeah,
it gives you a personality.
Yeah, it does.
So yeah, I think Nico should win it still.
Yeah, Nico, definitely Nico. Is it just because he's my only friend on that list? I mean, PK is my friend as well. PK is my friend.
Remy, I know Remy Bergs as well.
Like, that's brother.
Yeah, yeah. But do you know what it is? In my opinion, podcasts as well. They're good. Shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going on their podcast soon as well.
In my opinion.
Yeah, they're very good guys. Like, their videos are funny. You've definitely seen their clips.
Yeah, I'm more of a faces guy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Well, that's not a deal.
Okay, you're not fair, bro. Each their own. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think Nico has been, not only with Beta Squad, even with like his Baller League,
yeah.
Every like he's just a face that you see. So in terms of if he was to win it, it would make sense.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a thing like, oh, he's there just because of his name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, shout out to,
shout out to Nico,
well.
Man. I hope
you Is there an award, yeah, that you would want to win? Or you feel like you'd be like...
Bald Man of the Year.
So if it was a prestigious thing, a award of bald men.
Yeah.
But what would you reckon would be the requirements for you to be Bald Man of
how
the Year?
How open you are with your boldness and how you incorporate your boldness into what you do.
Okay.
Basically. So, I've got a podcast called Old and Bold.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
why. Podcast called
Old you are bold.
I am bold. I'm very bold.
And you've been bold for over 5 years?
Genuinely. So, like,
so that's so, the yeah. entry requirements?
Yeah, genuinely. Pretty. And, like, what do you do with your boldness? Like, what do you, like,
yeah, what how do you funny? Do? What actually, like, say, for example, like, boom, boom, boom. What is it that you do differently from me that's got hair with mm-hmm. your boldness?
Okay. So, brother, Janelle, with my boldness, I have stopped a lot of people from getting wet in the rain. So because I'll announce it the minute I feel it. I'm okay. the first person that usually knows when it's raining yes. because you have hair to protect you from certain droplets of rain because mm. you might not feel it. Me, if I feel even a little...
And then what's the announcement? Start, huh? How quick do you do the announcement?
Yo, Mandem's going to start raining soon, let's get out of here. I'm okay. like, oh, how do you know it's going to start raining?
Okay, and they can see it. And all right, that's evidence as well. Yeah, yeah, that's good. That's sick
yeah,
still.
Yeah, yeah, genuinely.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I think there were requirements. I think if we did an old... What about an old award?
The old award?
Yeah, like if we got the old award, do you reckon I'd partake in that?
You'd definitely be a nominee, but I don't know if you'd win. Because yeah. there are a lot of fucking ancient people in this world.
Yes.
Do you know
yes,
what I'm saying
yes.
to you? And I wouldn't exactly say you're ancient. You're more like medievally.
Okay.
You know I mean? Medievally.
So like I'm more Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Rather than the pharaohs.
You're like, yeah, no. So you're like a patriarch.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah, a patriarch. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah basically. I don't, not quite sure what a patriarch means.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying to you? But I feel like you really give patriarch energy.
Yeah, me too. There's words in life that man don't know, I don't want to know, mm-hmm. but I'll use it. And there's nothing anyone can say about it. Mm.
Can I give you a word that you can say?
Yeah.
Say anti-disestablishmentarianism.
You what?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism. I think I said it right.
Say it one more time.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Terrorism, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, terrorism, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so anti-disestablishment.
Tarianism.
Tarianism.
I think it's
oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Anti-disestablishment Tarianism.
Yeah, so can you just describe what it is?
So it is a combination of individuals that formulate a establishment that is mm-hmm. for the disdain of Tarianism,
mm-hmm.
which is usually located within Brussels, Brussels, Dakar, and Lithuania.
Mm-hmm.
And their main purpose is obviously to find a common ground
mm-hmm.
for, you know, people that are going through the motions of trying to disembark on government policies.
It makes sense. But you know, I did come across an article that said orange juice is becoming a lot more colloquial now.
Yes.
So
yes,
I don't
yes.
know how that exactly, yeah, I mean, makes I think, sense within the constitution.
I think since the EU referendum, there has been a massive spike in anime gift cards that mm-hmm. have been located in Botswana. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know where the, you know, the source is coming from, but we do know that Paul Scholes and Kobe Mainoo do have a mixtape out next week.
Yeah.
No, we're a mess. I wanted to think, speaking on that, yeah. Obviously, growing up, a lot of my experiences, I don't have no footage of it. There's no like videos, there's no nothing, right? It was just experiences. And I feel like we were so much more descriptive. Like, for example, if, you know, me and you went to the same school, I had, you know, weekend with my friends and you had your weekend with your friends. How I would know what happened was how you would explain to me.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, everything's on the phone. So instead of me saying to you, yo, this is what happened. I picked my friend up from this place, whatever. I'd explain to you in longer terms, right? Mm-hmm. Now I can just show it to you. Do you feel like the world is becoming so focused, hyper-focused on like recording and then actually living within the moment?
Definitely. I'm a prime example of it, bro. Like I think I use my phone like way too much. And the thing is, I'm constantly just, I find myself, even without telling myself subconsciously, I'm just scrolling through TikTok, or everything that I see needs to be documented, otherwise people won't believe it. Like, seeing is believing now. Do you know what I mean? Like, so for example, I could probably show you something better than I could tell you. It is a good thing to an extent, I guess so.
How do you think?
So like, for example, if something happened today, like something happened that I found really, really funny, right? But then let's say I recorded it, right? Would you rather me show you the recording of what I was saying was funny, or me tell you?
So yeah, that's a good question. I think if the recording is dead, then there's no point. Like, if you're not getting exactly what it is,
you need the wide shot.
Full shot. 75 frames. I need it all. I need to see everything. Yeah, I need you to see the break. I need you to even commentate as well. Yeah. I need the full breakdown.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm saying, I probably would agree with you that it's better to record it, but maybe it's because I've got nostalgia and I'm just thinking about the days where, like, I don't even know if you've clocked this, but I don't really record things.
Neither do I.
I like to be in the moment because I feel like I've been robbed of enjoying that.
Mm-hmm.
So like going to a concert or chilling with our friends or whatever and something funny happens, that moment loses its authenticity if it's like I'm recording it happening at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I feel like you're much more funnier off camera.
Yeah.
I get the best version of you as a friend when you're off camera, vice versa with me.
Yeah.
But then it's like when the camera's on, it's like you're kind of like...
That's how social media is now though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll be real, bro. When we first started filming in life, but I'm about 10 years in the game now.
Mm.
When we first started filming, it was a much less sensitive time. You know what I'm saying? To a point where your jokes were very clear that they were jokes and no one would take anything seriously. You could joke about anything, right? Whereas... Do you miss that though? Do you reckon that was a good thing? Or like, because I'll be real, it's a bit jarring now to a point where we're filming where we're not censored. We are censored, to be fair.
Yeah, we are. We're definitely censored, yeah.
But then is that us being ourselves?
No, I just think everything's changed. Like clips weren't a thing where you can get clipped.
Yeah.
You know, like it was you'd watch the whole video.
The whole video, yeah.
And we only had like 15 seconds that we could post a video on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm trying to say? And within that 50 seconds, you'd put, like, everything would be mashed up quickly, right?
Yeah.
I think now we're in a clip place. Also, there is a mad amount of viewers now in comparison to when we were doing content. There's more people watching. The audience is a bit more younger now.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they consume content and everything else is way more different.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas you'd probably drop a video and get 1 million views in like a few days. Whereas right now, it would probably get half of that because the rest of it is on TikTok. So it's like, it's very, very different. Also, context is super, like, it's unnecessary right now.
Yeah.
Like, they don't need it.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, I've seen this clip. Then you've got think pieces and that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yeah, 100%. But this is why I enjoy, like, I think this isn't, I'm saying, you know, I'm making jokes about me being old, but I do miss that element of my life a lot.
Where but I you could just be yourself, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but be myself, but then also enjoy the moment. Not, it doesn't have to be documented.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like where I am right now is content. I want to give people content, as much of it as I can.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to have some for myself, which is my real life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's why I don't think I could do streaming. I don't think could do IRL streaming because it's my day-to-day life, but then I'm also... not acting, but I'm being a personality when I might just want to be myself and just like chill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then another question I wanted to ask.
And you want to be yourself, especially more time if you're going to stream, you're going to be streaming at home. And
yeah,
now you're telling
me,
man, can't 100% be myself in my own yard.
Yeah, like I remember I tried, and that's why I give so much credit to like streamers because it is a full time job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter what people say, the content creation isn't a job and so on and so forth, whatever. Like, try and do it for like a year with no pay and see.
And do you think it's because we live in the UK? Because I'll be real, US streamers, yeah, they're able, I feel like they've got a bit more leeway in terms of how they banter. Like, for example, a Chinese guy and a black guy could, you know, have that like little racist banter between them.
Mm.
And everyone knows, like, it's not serious. It's just their brethren, this is how they joke about. And you know deep down, none of them are really racist. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like if you try to do that here, you'll get comments saying, you have a lot of people watching you, so I think you should just...
Yeah. Yeah, I just think that's American culture. Even like if you look at the films, you look at the music, you look at everything else, yeah, they have got a bit more freedom, I guess. Now, I don't know if it's necessarily a great thing that they have that freedom, because some things I feel like need to be a bit more.
No, no, of course, don't be an idiot. But when I say be ourselves, yeah, and I'm not saying when we stop filming, we're racist, flipping pieces of shit off camera. No, we're not. But I'm just saying, you need to understand that 95% of the shit that we say is a joke.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And then that doesn't justify whether it should be right, because you can joke about a lot of things and it's still offensive. But I'm just saying, like, just leave me alone.
Yeah, but that is what it is. But I think the question I asked was just because I was just like, yeah, man, I miss that, man. Bro, man would like, and the reason why I say it's descriptive, I think that like, we're so fixated on our phones that we can do everything like ChatGPT and everything else. We don't think as much as we used to.
Yeah.
Like a man coming back from the weekend and telling me how his day went.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling me and I feel like I'm painting a picture in my head. So there's so many things that's happened in my life or happened in other people's lives that they've told me. I wasn't there, but I can picture it.
Mm.
I think we've lost that thing. Element, yeah. We're very quick of like, yeah, so the other day I went to go and link my man and then, bro, yeah, he just started flipping, bugging out, bro. It was mad.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I need to fart though.
Go on then.
No, my farts are bad right now.
Really?
I told you, bro, I don't want to keep coming back to this illness, but I let one off in my car, yeah.
Mm.
It's not me. That's not a darkest fart, you get me?
Okay.
But it smelled like the illness.
Did you feel like someone had died or someone had left food in there for 3 weeks?
I feel like there was a corpse in my exhaust pipe.
Okay.
That's what it felt like.
And you revved it?
I revved it. So I literally, mid-drive, I'm like, did this come out of me? What the hell did I eat? I didn't even eat this morning. All I had was a cup of coffee and a ginger shot and some medication.
Mm.
And then I farted and I'm just like, rah, like, what is this?
You know you've got food that's still there from yesterday.
I hear it.
So it's probably just like on its way out.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say love and guidance, bro.
Yeah, I didn't shit this morning.
Okay, that's probably what it is. You need to probably let it ring.
Yeah, I need to let it ring. That would be fine. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So Darkest has called me probably about, I'm not even over-exaggerating here. Probably like 3 or 4 times over the last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. About Miss Mike Mayhem, right? Now it's an anime, which if he was listening last week, he asked me to read the manga. Now I am 7 chapters in.
That's poor.
Brother.
What?
I've got a life, you know? And I also have a life, not to say you don't.
I'm not asking you to go to Norway, bro. I should just read it.
Yeah, Norway's good. No, but it's the reason why is because every time I've read it, it's like when I want to go to bed, because I want to read it. And then I just end up falling asleep. Now that's not to say the manga's not good. I've just been tired. I've been with little man and I've been busy. So
you're putting your son over the manga I told you to read.
And I'm devastated with myself for doing that.
Bro, just fucking prioritize your life.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm sorry. But one thing I will say, it is very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
The character development, I can see that this guy is going to go mental.
Is he not a maniac?
No, he's a maniac. And the animation, obviously, is the first manga I think I've read where it's colored.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very easy to picture what it would look like in proper animation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very proud of you for believing in me and believing that I would like this manga.
Yeah.
So I'm on episode 7 or 8 right now. And I said, I'm going to call you on chapter 20 and we can discuss.
The thing is though, I know if you reach chapter 20, you're going to get to chapter 40 within that same 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
That's the first build up. But the thing is, it's very fast paced as well.
Yeah.
So like as you're reading it, but 8, 9, like there's not a lot of like waffle. It gets straight into the story.
No, I'm going to. Yeah, How about this? I promise you today I'm going to get to like maybe about 11.
This one's good. I like that one.
Yeah, because it's about
which
side are you going on?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah,
but then you have to do this one. Hey.
It looks like the Ghanaian Rasengan.
Ah, Chemo. Now you love One Piece, right?
More than in life itself.
Okay, see, that's crazy.
I lost my mind though.
No, but can you find it then?
Okay.
Where is
there
it?
Is there.
Okay, find it.
Yep.
All right, if you could eat, yeah, one of the devil fruits in One Piece, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Which one would you choose?
All right, now, if I had to pick one devil fruit, so can I give you my top three? Let me explain on devil fruit.
Me and Neve, yesterday, we was in Stockholm. We just got back this morning and we literally was planning this episode specifically for you here. And then she was like to me, do you want to tell me what, okay, no, just tell me.
Okay. There's three categories of double fruits.
Yeah.
There's Paramecia, which is, Paramecia, I don't explain it. So for example, Paramecia would be like Luffy's fruit. He's rubber. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? So actually, no, Luffy's actually not a Paramecia anymore because it got changed. So a Paramecia would be, I can't explain Paramecia, but there's Paramecia, there's Logia, and then there's Zone. Mm. Logia is like elements, like for example, light, fire, lightning, light itself, like stuff like that. You know what I mean? And ice. Ice would be a Logia as well. And you have Zone. Zone are like animals. Like you can turn into a leopard, you can turn into a mammoth, you can turn into a jaguar, you can turn into a cheetah. You know what I mean? Like a dinosaur. Those are what Zones are. Me, I like the Logias. So I like the element ones, right? And you have another category called Mythical Zone. So for example, Mythical Zone would be like you turn into a phoenix. You know, the mythical animals, like a dragon or like stuff like that, okay, right?
Like a unicorn.
Like, basically, Mythical Zone, right? So his devil fruit right now, what makes me, he's a rubber guy. Mm. So he can stretch.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like Mr. Fantastic, right?
Yeah.
So him, there is no, what you, it's such a simple power, yeah? But what I love about him is the fact that no one uses their power better than my man.
Mm.
The way he makes rubber look is ridiculous. That sounds insane, isn't it?
But fast forward.
Yeah, cool. So his devil fruit is very, I'd say, not basic. It is basic in a sense, but the way he uses it, that's why he's the main character. This guy, one of the best powers in the whole world.
So I'm reckoning he uses the elements.
He's Mythical Zone. He's a phoenix.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so he's a phoenix made out of fire, basically.
Okay.
He's a phoenix made out of fire. He is outrageous. Him doesn't have a devil fruit.
Why?
He doesn't have a devil fruit. He doesn't want one. He just wants to be the, he's a swordsman, and his whole goal is, I want to be the world's greatest swordsman.
Okay.
So that's why he doesn't have a fruit. There's a lot of people that don't have devil fruits who are like, bro, I'd say top five in the anime right now, two or three of them don't have devil fruits.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying to you? So anyways, but speaking of devil fruits that I want, I'd pick his would be one I really love. The Oppi Oppi no Mi.
And what's that?
That is, my man, Trafalgar Law.
Yeah.
Trafalgar Law. His power, I can't,
think that's such a cold name. Trafalgar Law.
His name's Law.
Yeah.
Law. Yeah, Trafalgar Law. That's his name. His power, I can't even describe it. It's just elite.
Mm.
It's just elite. It's so good, his power.
You see in One Piece, do people get X'd off?
Yeah. People die all the time.
Okay.
But the thing is, not all the time. Even the guy who wrote it, Oda, yeah, says, I don't kill off. He does kill characters. But he was like, more time, I won't kill a character. I'll just kill their dream. So you know that you won't see them again. You know what I'm saying to you? But he doesn't like to dead off characters too much.
Yeah.
And the whole time I've been watching this anime, bro, the amount of people that have actually died in the show, I can count on one hand.
Mm.
Not many people die in the show. They're just, their dream gets destroyed and you just don't see them again, right? And devil fruits, what? There's a little
twist.
There's a catch to eating one.
Yeah.
You can't swim.
Can't swim?
You can't swim in the ocean. If you touch ocean water, you're going to drown. You can't touch ocean water at all. Not at all. So they even created this thing where it's called sea prism stone.
Yeah.
So like it's handcuffs made from the sea. So because it's made from the sea and it's on you, you can't use your powers while it's on you. You just feel weak. You get what I mean? So it's like devil fruit. So it's like, yo, you can eat what you want. I mean, have the powers, But the minute you touch ocean water, you're done. You can't use it. But I'd say this is probably, so it'll be Law's fruit, Marco's fruit. Oh, that third one.
I find this so interesting, you know? It's like a whole different, like it's like a whole different world of
it
within this anime.
Yeah, definitely. But Devil Fruits, I think, one of the best ideas ever. Or some guy called Whitebeard. Mm. Whitebeard had he had the quake fruit. The quake, you know the quakers? Earthquakes. So he can, just the way they use their power is ridiculous. Bro, the guy will punch the air. He'll punch the air, there'll be a mad crack in the air, for example, and a mad water slide will come out of nowhere and he'll flip an arena upside down. He can destroy the world if he wants to. So he can create earthquakes with his power. So his power is ridiculous.
That's so OP.
Yeah. No, Whitebeard, he was known as the strongest guy in the world.
Mm.
The strongest guy in the world, but...
Okay, cool.
I don't want to ruin it too. So it'll either be Whitebeard's power, my man's power, or Law's power.
All right, and then another question I'd love to ask, and we could both answer it. What, if you was an anime character, right? What would your superpower be? Or like, what would be your go-to move? Or like, what would you be known for? So for example, you know, like for, let's say Naruto, you got Sharingan, you know what I'm trying to say? You got like Shadow Clone Jitsu, or, you know, if you're looking at Gojo, you know, you've got, you take off your eyes and you can see everything quickly.
Can I be very honest with you? I think Gojo's power is probably one of the most OP
powerful,
things.
Powerful, yeah.
It's probably one of the most OP things. You can't touch him.
Yeah.
You physically can't touch him. I mean, you watch that anime anyways. But yeah. You can't touch him. So, and the fact that he can do these little, and he can teleport, and he can do, he's just OP in everything, right? So Gojo's power in general, I think I'd be a Gojo. I'd love to be a Gojo. Gojo's okay. power, I'd take over the world.
Megumi?
The Shadow Joint?
Domain expansion. My God.
Was it Chimera Ant Garden or something like that?
Bro, yeah. I just think Megumi is like a student of Jiu-Jitsu. And I definitely believe that, like...
He is.
No, as in, like, the way he operates.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He operates like a student. Like, he knows he's not number one, but he's willing to get to that place.
What about Maki?
Okay, so Maki, I found out Maki about Maki, yeah? Maki and so Toji. I found out that the reason why Maki was awakened was because her sister passed away.
Yeah.
Now, some people are born with the...
Heavily packed.
And able to, like, see cursed spirits, yeah?
Yeah.
She was awakened and was able to see once her sister passed away.
Yeah.
So once her sister passed away, that's why she went OP and she went deaf, she went blind.
The fact
went,
that she was a twin, there was one part of her that had
And then that part,
cursed energy.
That part was brought back to her,
yeah.
And she went mental.
Yeah,
like, killed everyone. That was one of the greatest scenes I've seen.
Her destroying her whole village.
Her mother.
Her mother, yeah.
Her father.
Did you see the way the dad got M's?
No, but... Do you know what? He was too vicious. Like, it was, it was like, I'm going to leave you here with the cursed spirits, yeah?
Just get eaten by them.
Just get eaten by them.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, is that what you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
And she went mental.
She killed everything.
So yeah. All right. Then I want to say, yeah, if you was going to do, oh, I don't know why I'm getting so excited. If you was going to do a 3v3 of all the animes, yeah? 3 on one team, 3 on the other team.
Okay.
Who would you pick?
I'll be very honest with you.
And I want you to make it quite fair.
Okay, cool.
So like, not like a landslide. So let's say, yeah, 3 on one side, 3 on the other side.
I'll be real. I can pick 3 right now that no one in anime history.
But you've got to mix them. You've got to mix them. You can't have Goku. You can't have...
Goku, Saitama, Gojo. Who the hell's touching that 3?
So on team A, Goku.
Yeah.
Who's on team B?
Saitama.
Okay. Team A...
Itachi.
Wow. Team 2.
Team 2. Song Jinwoo.
Wallahi, I was going to say
that. Yeah, Song Jinwoo.
Team 3.
Oh, Team B's looking strong.
No, it's looking mental.
Team 3's looking nuts.
So you've got Goku, Itachi.
Okay.
Then you've got Gojo.
No. Saitama, Song Jinwoo.
So you, Saitama. Who's Saitama again?
One Punch Man.
Bro.
Can we disqualify him? Because I'll be real. Can I be very honest with you?
He's not real, bro. It's not. Yeah. It's not fun. It's like you're not. You just punch people and they're dead. Like, it's just not funny. It's just dead. Like, that's why I don't even know his name.
Yeah, Saito. Yeah, I'll be real. Bro, it's like it's almost. It's very cartoon.
It's not real. Like, he can't hang. Like, let's be real here.
I'll be real. There's no one that even comes close to him in terms of. You know, I read the manga episode for thing. There's no one on planet Earth that's even made him change his facial expression,
bro.
No, bro. How about this? He was fighting a guy, like a mad, really strong enemy, a strong guy, right? And then he was fighting him, and then they started fighting in outer space because they couldn't fight on Earth, otherwise they'll get destroyed, right?
Yeah.
So they got teleported somewhere else. The guy farted, destroyed half the planet.
See,
no, as in like, he farted, he sneezed. Imagine he sneezed, he went, achoo, half of Jupiter. You see it floating in air.
Yeah, but then what's that? Like, that's not real, man.
And then imagine the guy was like, okay, I can't smoke you, I'm gonna grab you, teleport you to the sun. I dare you try to get away from the sun.
Mm.
He grabbed him, teleported him close to the sun, right? And the guy teleported back. He's like, yes, I finally won, blah, 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 blah. How did he get back from the sun to Earth? He farted. He went, serious? Fuck. You see a fart.
That's
coming
not anime.
Back.
That's
and I'm
sorry.
Like, this is not an anime.
That's
bro.
Not anime,
the
bro.
Guy's
that's
you're just
that's
making
a cartoon.
The guy too OP.
That's a cartoon. Yeah, all right. Yeah. So let's
take out Saitama.
Saitama. Okay, so we're gonna start again. So we've got team A, Goku.
Yep.
Team B.
Gojo.
Gojo's got to be there. Gojo. Okay. Team B. I'm Itachi. Team A, sorry.
Itachi.
Itachi. Ooh. Team B.
Gojo. Blah, 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 blah. Oof.
Sungjin?
Sungjin-woo, yeah.
Sungjin-woo. That's a very mad team.
That is dangerous.
I think this team here can potentially lose right now.
Yeah, yeah. It depends on that third one, though.
So who's the third one?
Okay, that third one.
This is a 3v3.
I want to go a One Piece character, but you don't know One Piece characters like that.
All right, let's put some characters. Let's say some characters out there, right? Killua?
No, he's potential mad, very strong, but he's dad. It'd be a problem.
Madara?
That'd be a problem as well. Madara. You can't put two Uchiha on the same team.
Okay, cool.
You can't put two Uchiha on the same. Itachi and Madara at the same time.
Yeah, that's mental health. That's insane. What about Ichigo?
No, Yamamoto. You know the head captain?
Yes.
The old guy.
Yes. Him. Yamamoto?
Yeah.
So we got Yamamoto?
We got Yamamoto.
Okay, Yamamoto.
No. Aizen. Aizen, Itachi.
Wow.
Aizen, Itachi. Bro. Aizen, Itachi, Goku.
Fucking hell.
That's a strong three.
So Sung Jinwoo.
Gojo. That's a problem.
But then who else?
No, you have to dilute it now. Shikamaru.
No, not Shikamaru. That's a vibe.
That third person.
Eren Yeager?
Fuck, but I don't like Attack on Titan. Fuck that.
No way!
I'm not a big fan of Attack on Titan, no.
Okay, cool. No, but he would get smoked, though.
He would die immediately.
Yeah, he'll get smoked.
He'll die immediately.
I'm trying to think of anime, so Jujutsu Kaisen, Solo Leveling.
If you read Nano Machine, oh my... Can I be honest with you? I told you to read Nano Machine as well, right?
Yeah, you did.
Nano Machine is his own...
Kaiju number 8?
No, he'd get smoked.
Yeah.
He'd get smoked.
Yeah, he would.
Bro,
he
look
would.
At the lineup you just
no,
said.
No, these are serious...
These men can't hang.
These are serious geezers.
I'm telling you.
Serious geezers.
I'd rather
what
have...
What about...
Yeah.
Do you watch Hell's Paradise?
Yeah. And still, none of them can hang.
Gabimaru can't hang.
No, nope. Hell no. He would... Brother... Put him in front of anyone you just said there.
He's dying
before he can get a word up.
No, he is. This is tough.
Sukuna. You can't go too far.
It's too mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's way too mad.
Oh, this is tough.
Yeah.
Because okay. I'm trying to think because Itachi, Goku, please, someone, try me then.
No, Itachi, Goku, and Aizen.
No, come on.
Brother, what are you doing, man?
Let's be real then.
What are you doing? You're not going anywhere.
Ah, who could we bring in?
So you got Gojo and who?
Sung Jinwoo.
Gojo, I'll be real, you don't need anyone else.
Just them two, bro.
Gojo, Sung Jinwoo.
What other animes? Okay, let's think. So
I want to go One Piece. I wish you watched
Demon Slayer.
Ooh. Muzan. You could go Muzan.
Muzan.
You could go Muzan. But still, I don't think you can hang.
Nah.
You can't hang, bro.
I think we have to go into different anime, like the same animes.
Yeah, we have to.
So then it would be either Madara, because Madara against Sasuke would be mental.
Sasuke? Madara versus Itachi.
Sorry, Madara against Itachi would be mad.
Yeah.
Then I'd say, but Gojo, I think Gojo and Sanji were the same thing, is actually fucked.
Yeah, so you can't.
I think you got to swap that with Itachi.
So Gojo, Itachi.
Yeah, Gojo against Itachi.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see that fight.
Okay.
Yeah? Then I want to see Madara.
Gojo Itachi is a good fight.
Yeah, then I want to see Madara.
Versus Sung Jinwoo.
Sung Jinwoo. Then Aizen against, who's the last one we said?
We didn't say a last one, that's what I'm saying. We were trying to think of a last one.
Oh my God.
Who would be a good matchup for him?
Oh, this is so fun. Guys, I know, if you don't know anime, sorry that we're just-
Wallah, I swear to God, this is One Piece. I have a million characters, but-
Pick a One Piece character then. Realistically, do you think they can hang?
Against Aizen? Wait, can anyone beat Aizen in One Piece? I actually don't know.
Hisoka?
He would die
before,
as soon as he steps foot into the arena, he will die immediately.
All right, I'm actually going on...
Bro, if this is Nano Machine, I would have said the main character of them. Because Nano Machine versus Sung Jinwoo, best thing ever. Hey, by the way, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You know why I'm telling you to read Nano Machine as well?
Yeah.
The main character of Nano Machine has something called Nano Machine, right? He has Nano Machine. I prefer Nano Machine.
They're saying Zeno-sama.
Never. So Zeno-sama from Dragon Ball Super?
Yeah.
Fuck off. So wait.
That's what they're saying.
Nah, never. So hey, you know the guy in Nano Machine? He has a thing called Nano Machine. It's better than Jinwoo's system.
Yeah, right.
Well, Oh, okay, cool, bro. Wallah, I prefer have a nano to Genuine Sister. Because what, this guy, he's an anime freak.
Tell him the team that we got as well.
All right, cool.
I like when people answer.
Yeah, I know.
It's good.
Fuck that guy.
Okay, so there's a list. Mm-hmm. So they've got, ChatGPT have said, the list is Zeno, Saitama, Anos Voldigode.
If you think I know who that is.
Yeah, no, for the Misfit of the Demon Academy. Anyway, Goku, Tengen Toppa. Do you know who that is? Nope. Ryuk from Death Note.
You don't even see him fight.
I know. Kaguya.
Ooh, nah.
Kaguya.
No. Because you already went Madara and Itachi.
I think we just got to go Ichigo.
To balance it out. So Ichigo vs. Aizen. They already scrapped though.
Yeah, and it was.
But they already scrapped.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying to you. So you want to get someone from a different world.
Just say Saitama, bro. Just put him in there.
Okay.
Saitama.
So Saitama vs. Aizen.
All right. So what's the team then?
R.I.P. Aizen.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Aizen.
So team A is Goku.
Yeah.
Itachi.
Goku, Madara.
Madara.
Goku, Madara, and Saitama.
Saitama, flipping out. Then team three, Aizen.
Yeah. Itachi.
Itachi. Sanjumu. No, where's Gojo?
Where's Gojo? So no, go. Let me say it one more time. So team A is Goku.
Yeah.
This is such a good game. So I'll go Goku, Itachi. Goku, Itachi, Aizen.
Yeah.
Goku, Itachi, Aizen. Team B, would be Madara, Song Jinru, and Gojo.
Let us know in the comments what team you think will win. Yeah. We need a full breakdown of why it would happen.
Yep.
Who would be the strongest? Me personally, I'm saying team B.
Yeah, same.
Me, I'm saying team same. B is going crazy.
Did you say Gojo and Song Jinru on the same team?
Come on, brother.
No, they won. No, they won.
Let's go, bro.
They won.
So I wanted to ask some questions, yeah? They are very random and very stupid, but it is what it is, yeah? Do you reckon, yeah? Because I saw that there was an Instagram page of this guy who basically says he set up a page where he's asking people to all clap at the same time across the world, right? Do you reckon if everyone in the world was to clap?
At the same time?
At the same time, everyone. Like babies,
squirrels.
Everyone was to clap at the same time, that it would make the world shake. Like if everyone in the world was to clap at the same time, do you reckon it would make the world, like the world, just think of it, yeah? Look, yeah? That's just one person in this whole building that's probably clapped right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in this room can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I open the door and I go, someone walking across can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So just think of that, right? Now, if everyone in this building was to clap, we'd hear it. Mm-hmm. Everyone was clapping for the NHS.
Mm-hmm.
People outside clapping.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world. Everyone claps.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon it would make the world shake?
Okay, first of all, no, I don't think there would be any movement on Earth itself. It's just a noise, right? But it'd be a thing where I don't think anything would move, but it'd be so loud.
Mm.
Yeah. Actually, do you think you'd hear it?
That's my question.
I don't think, the thing is, bro, if everyone in the world was to clap at the same time, we would only hear the people around us. You're not going to hear someone in flipping Ghana or like Nigeria or Somalia.
Probably not hear it, but the world, something would vibrate, bro.
No, I don't think anything would move an inch.
Okay, you see when you've gone to like a stadium or you've gone, oh, let's say a theater and you're giving someone a standing ovation, you know, like you can feel the claps.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It's okay. I'm not going to judge you, bro.
Ooh.
I'm not going to judge you, bro.
But you can, yeah, there's things happening in the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think of the whole world. There's billions of people in the world.
Yes, but do you know what it is? When someone's getting a standing ovation, that's...
Yeah. Okay.
That's different.
What about standing ovation then?
If the whole world did a standing ovation?
Yeah.
Oh, that would charge my phone. That would charge my phone. Hey, have you ever had that philosophical question? I think it's a very old question, but I want to hear what you think. Let's say there's no one in the field. there's an empty field. Not a single soul is on that field, right? Mm. A tree drops and hits the ground. Does it make a noise?
Thud.
Does it make a thud? Does it make a noise that you could hear?
Yeah.
Okay. But then no one's in the field to hear it. So no one really make it, but did it make it? So did it make a sound?
So do you reckon the tree looks around and goes, no one's here?
Do you know there's some people that actually say it doesn't make a noise because for it to be a noise, someone would have to hear it.
But you know when you're around, people that say that stuff, that's when I...
Let me be devil's advocate, yeah? Because yeah. I agree with you. So
yeah.
So let's say I'm going to ask you, a tree drops in a field where no one is at. Does it make a noise?
I think it does.
Okay, I think
because
it doesn't.
If I make a sound in a place where there is multiple space, yeah? Hey, 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 hey. They can hear that. If it drops in that same space, the thud, because it's a tree, remember, if it lands on a field, it's going to make a sound.
How do you know?
Just because.
There's no one there to hear it.
Gravity will tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, ground. Ah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it will make a sound.
Yeah, but there's no one there to hear it. So why, how are you so sure it's going to make a sound?
Because you're trying to say, because I'm there. That's the only reason why I'd know it's going
to
make a sound.
That's what I'm saying to you. But you can't be so sure saying it made a sound when you didn't hear it.
Obviously, I won't hear it because I'm not there.
Exactly. So how do you know it made a sound?
Because naturally, if you drop anything on the floor, it's going to make a sound. Unless it's a feather, it's naturally going to make a sound.
Mm.
Like if I drop my phone on the floor, it's going to make a sound.
Because
there's two things colliding with each other.
If you drop your phone on the floor, you're there to hear it drop on the floor.
Yeah, see, you're doing one of them ones.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
No, you're being an idiot.
I don't even know how that's philosophical. Question.
Yeah,
I agree
that
with you.
Is
I agree
the
with
most
you.
Stupidest thing.
I swear to God, people used to talk about this.
Yeah, it's
on my
absolutely.
Life, I swear to God, people used to talk about this.
All right, what if gravity stopped for 10 seconds worldwide?
A lot of people would be dead.
Yeah,
a lot of people would be dead. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of planes would drop. But then it's only 10 seconds.
Wouldn't. No, they wouldn't.
Gravity, it stopped.
Why would
seconds.
Planes drop out of the sky?
So what keeps planes in the sky?
It's not gravity.
So what
gravity
is it
keeps you grounded.
So, but a plane going up, if the gravity is pulling you down,
so if a plane's already in the sky and gravity turns off, that means it's still floating in the air.
No, okay, you're right, maybe. Yeah, no, you're right, maybe. But I just feel like it'll drop down. Because, okay, what happens, yeah? You know, like when you're watching those films, yeah? And like a bird just drops out of the sky because something's happened, right? Mm-hmm. It's because whatever the bird is using, the gravity is using to...
Okay, can I be honest with you? Let me just put this out there, yeah?
Yeah.
Gravity is not something you use to stay afloat.
So what is gravity?
Gravity is what keeps me and you on the ground right now.
So if gravity stopped...
If gravity stopped...
What do we do?
We would be floating.
So the plane would go higher then?
Yeah, you could even say that.
Okay.
It would go higher.
It would go higher, okay. Understood.
Yeah.
So you think that everyone would just go high?
Yeah, so I think a lot, if it stopped for 10 seconds, you have a lot of people that would just floating in the sky and then 10 seconds, they'll just drop and then die.
But how fast do you reckon it would go?
You'd literally be, you keep going up.
Oh, that's fine then. But bro, I'll just stay at the top of the ceiling and I'll just drop down.
No, some people, but I'm saying a lot of people, not everyone would die, but a lot of people would.
Yeah.
A lot of people would die. And let me ask you this then. If for 30 seconds, every single individual on planet Earth just stopped and just did it, like just stopped and stood still, and all they can hear is your voice, everyone in the world, for 30 seconds. What would you tell everyone in the world?
Are you ready, yeah?
Yeah. Literally, so everyone in Wembley, everyone.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yeah.
Kayf halek. Brothers, this is not...
Brothers, so sisters can hear you as well, by the way.
Can I finish?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Brothers, you know, it's our duty to protect our sisters. Sisters, it's our duties to protect our brothers. Now, a lot of you may not be Muslim and may not understand what the Quran is. And I'd use that time to give dawah.
Yeah.
I'd actually give that time to give dawah.
Yeah.
I'd also explain to everyone that peace is what we are searching for. We need that right now in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And think of it. This is all what's going to happen to all of us. We are all going to stop one day and stop living.
Mm-hmm.
You are lucky that you get to stop for 5 minutes and think about your life and go back to changing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be my message to the world.
Because
realistically, everyone probably wishes they had the power to change something or change someone's view. Now, I don't think it would help the whole world, but it would help a significant majority of people. What would you do?
I'd take the opportunity to really put my YouTube channel out there. So I would say, everyone, yo guys, Darkest here. My YouTube channel is Darkest Man. If you could make maybe subscribe, because I'm very close to a mil. And yeah, inshallah, man, take care. My name's Darkest. Darkest Man is also the same on IG as well. My Snapchat is Darkest, so you can follow me on there as well. Shout out to the Beta Squad. If guys, if you don't know who the Beta Squad is, just go on YouTube and type in Beta Squad, because obviously you got to look after the brothers as well. And I also have a podcast called Old and Bold that you can really check out, because I feel like what we discuss on there is very fun. And yes, One Piece is the greatest anime of all time. And yeah, that's neither here nor there. But yes, Darkest Man's the name. Please subscribe. And yeah, take care. Have a good day.
You know, you still got more minutes left.
No, I'm done. I've got
everything. And I'll just be standing there for the rest of the minute and 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
Understood. All right. You're sick.
Yeah. Hey, can you kiss your foot?
No.
Is it?
No.
Oh, first.
Anyway, last question, yeah? You can restart, no. You can restart your life from age 10 with all your current knowledge, would you?
So yes.
You'd restart your whole life. 1,000,000%.
I'd be a billionaire by the time I'm 16.
Everyone says that, yeah? Everyone says they'll be a billionaire, right? But what would you do differently? What would be the thing that you do? So let's say, for example, all the things that you know now, all the businesses or everything, what would you do?
I would go online and be someone that predicts things in the future and then get them right. And then afterwards, because I know everything that's happened in football and basketball and all of these things, the bets I'm going to put down.
Good, ladies and gentlemen, look, I've been Harry Pinero.
Bro, imagine putting 100 grand. Yeah.
So you're just going to haram it?
No. It's not haram, because I'm not gambling. I'm for sure getting this money.
No, but you're putting a bet on.
Does it still count as gambling? Of course, if you know, no, it doesn't, because there's no gamble.
Bro, it's betting. You're making money from betting.
Okay, but doesn't the whole essence of betting means you can lose as well, right?
But it's your, okay, but even when you bet and you gain the money, it is still betting.
Is it?
Bro, you're betting. Okay, it's not like you've gone to work and you've worked
Define
for the money.
Define a bet.
A bet is when you place, yeah, money on a score, a prediction of a win or a loss. Yeah,
exactly. But there's no loss,
bro. But you're but you're putting a bet on a win and a loss.
Okay, if you it's a guaranteed
know,
win,
but you know that because you've gone back in time. But the thing still, you're still betting.
Okay, now don't get me wrong. I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying right now, today, if I was to go gamble or bet something down,
it's still a bet.
It's not a bet.
Okay,
no, it's not.
All right, put it this way. If I'm boxing. Yeah, I'm gonna go and box Peter over here. I've told you that me and Peter are rigging this fight. You know I'm going to punch him once, he's going to drop.
Mm-hmm.
That's guaranteed.
Okay, and I put money down on that.
You're still betting.
It's not a bet. Because it's guaranteed.
Okay, so what are you going to do? So what do you get for it? You get a bet slip. It is a bet.
Yes,
you're betting.
The essence of the definition of bet
That's
and
just
gambling.
What you're mentally, you're telling yourself it's not a bet, but it is. A bet is you putting money on something with the expectation that you're going to get reward from bet. It's a bet.
You're right, but there's also a possibility you could lose, right?
No, you're speaking about the fact that you're going to put money on things that are
guaranteed
going to happen.
Yes.
If I tell you now that I am going to beat Peter up, it's guaranteed, it's rigged.
Yeah.
I've told you, bro, I'm going to punch him in the second round. He is going to be flatlined.
Yeah, we rehearsed it everything.
We rehearsed it, and then you put money to the bookies. The bookies
said, and I said, yo, second round knockout,
it's going to happen.
Harry win.
And you put £50,000 on there. The return is, I don't know, 15 mil.
I don't think that's a bet. Because I can't lose. I can't lose. Brother, I know what's going to happen.
It's a bet.
I know what's going to happen.
But you know.
Yeah. So because it's not a bet for me, it's a bet for everyone else.
It's still a bet. It's still a bet. There's no.
Guys, you know what it is? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong in it.
Yeah, no,
I'm
just saying, you are wrong.
Hey, is a bet still a bet if it's a guaranteed win?
Is it a bet? It's still a bet, bro.
Is it?
Of course.
But it's a guaranteed win. There's no gamble.
But you're still betting. Gambling is the name of, it's your gamble.
Is it a gamble?
It's a bet.
Is it a gamble?
It's still gambling. Gambling falls under betting.
But what am I gambling? What's the gamble?
You're gambling money for return on a said thing. So, okay, if I now say, I bet you that Neve is going to trip over on that chair And you go, no, she isn't. And I go, yes, she is. Okay, let's put a bet on. We're gambling. Gambling.
Yes, because I'm not in the loop. I know I can potentially lose. Whereas in a guaranteed win,
so
I know
I'm strong. It's hilarious.
What? I don't think I can lose.
Bro, what is gambling? Gambling is the act of risking money or valuable items on an uncertain outcome, such
exactly.
as
game, it's
race,
not uncertain.
Or random event, with the primary hope of winning additional money.
Okay,
or,
Google.
Or
is it, does it still consider? Is this still a bet if you know it's gonna? If it's a guaranteed win.
Okay, is it still a bet if it is? If you know,
it's guaranteed. If it's a guaranteed win.
Yes, technically it's still a bet, or more accurately, a wager. If you know the outcome is guaranteed, but it changes from a game of chance to a financial transaction or a form of arbitrage. In the world of professional betting, a guaranteed bet is known as a sure bet or arbitrage betting. It is still a bet. It's
okay,
still a
fair
bet.
Enough.
It's still
okay.
gambling, bro. I'm trying to stay in shout.
Because, like, bro, all I'm saying is gamble, because gamble means you're gambling. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a win-lose thing.
Is a bet. You're betting. You are betting. That's what gamble is. Oh, I'm going to take a gamble. Is you're betting on this happening for you. Now, that's why, you know, for example, there is a match fixing. For example, match fixing is still betting because you know, all right, cool. For example, like there's people that players that, okay, I know that this player is going to get a red card in the 40th minute. We've said it, we've planned it. How do you get your money from it? You go and bet that you're going to do that. It's still a bet, even though it's guaranteed. It's not like someone's
okay,
saying
no.
to you, oh.
I'm saying it's a bet for, let's say I'm the one that knows red card 40th minute and you don't know. Let's say you don't know and I know. So I know this player is going to get a red card in the 40th minute. I put a bet down. Yeah. Saying,
pardon me.
Okay. I put money down saying, okay, cool. He's going to get a red card 40th minute. Right. And then let's say you put a bet for something else. And then let's say, you know, I tell you to put the bet down for the same thing. Right. Because I think it's a bet for you. But for me, it's guaranteed money that's coming back to me.
I can fall asleep. That's just how you're perceiving it. You're perceiving it.
Do you get where I'm
that,
coming from, though?
No, I don't. Because you're...
You're a madman. At least
no,
understand where I'm coming
no, no,
from,
No,
bro.
Because you're perceiving. That don't, okay, that's like me saying, brother, yeah? Okay, how can I put this in a way that just makes it so clear? You are looking at it from your perspective, but the fact of the matter is you're still betting, regardless if you know it's guaranteed or not. You're looking at gambling as it's only gambling because nobody knows what's going to happen. That's not what gambling is. Gambling is putting money on a bet. So for example, if I gamble for poker, if I gamble for blackjack, if I gamble, it's still gambling. Because I'm putting money. The minute you put money on something and expect a return, no matter if it's guaranteed or not, it's still a bet. It's still betting. So it's haram. It is haram, bro. Betting. If I go to, bro, man, yeah, okay, cool, man.
All right, you know, I clocked you all right.
Yeah.
I know, but hey, you have to at least, okay, you know this. Even if I admit
no,
that
I
I'm wrong,
hear,
you're
I hear what you're saying.
That's all I want to hear.
Yeah, I hear
at
what
least
saying.
Want you to understand where I'm
saying,
coming from.
But I also hear that you're
because,
sick.
Because the definition of gamble means I could win, I could lose. But if you know you're 100% going to win, there's no lose factor. So is it really a gamble still?
For you, yes. For you, it's not. But the fact is, the action is still betting.
But it's not gambling.
It's still gambling, darkest.
Is gambling and betting the same thing?
Yes, I just read the definition
okay, but
to
what's,
you.
Okay, what's the definition of gamble? Gamble means you could win, you could lose, right?
Yes.
But then I know I'm not going to lose.
But gambling is also betting. It's an act of risking money. You are risking money.
But it's not
right.
risk. I know I'm going to
okay,
win.
Okay, but that's just because you've gone back in time.
But there's right? no risk of losing. If there's no risk of losing, is it still a gamble?
You're giving me a headache. I actually give me a headache. Guys in the chat, please. Chat, you know, so guys in the comments, please let me know if
I'm
going to
get annihilated in the comments.
Oh, I can't wait. This is the one I can't wait for. Anyway, guys, look, I've been Harry Pinero. This has been Darkest Man. Hopefully you've enjoyed this episode and I hope you look forward to the next one, which will be out next week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for engaging.
Do you want to gamble if there's an episode coming out next week?
Astaghfirullah. And we'll see you next week.
I'm not, there's no money involved.
I'm not gambling.